So I'm here with the one and only. You gotta. Oh. Yeah, talking to that.
Hello.
Perfect. I'm here with the one and only Miss Summer Rae.
What's up?
And we have known each other for a long time.
Yeah, it's been like, what, like 5 years almost?
I think so. Did I meet you when you were 18?
Yeah. And now I'm 23, so maybe like four or five years, I guess.
Fuck. So first off, what do you do? How would you describe what you do?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of evolved. You know, I'm like trying to evolve. But honestly, obviously, like when I was younger, I was just really passionate about working out.
Yeah.
And that was my like whole thing. And then now, like now I'm more into like building. I like obviously work out, love to work out. But now like I'm a businesswoman building my empire. So.
Yeah. What businesses that you do, like have you created from social that you're currently working on?
I have my clothing line, my athletic wear. And I have this subscription box called something. This is actually not it, but this is it. This is my, it's a bikini top. It's bikini, but I wear it as a top.
So there's a bottom to it though, too.
Yeah, there's like a bikini bottom. But bikini bottom, sponge bottom.
Stupid.
I know.
So, how would you describe, because I've always, you know, because people will be like, oh, Summer Rae, she's an Instagram model or a butt model, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm sure you've heard that, right?
Oh, every day. It's like my day.
So what, how would you describe who, like what you are?
Because
I thought about this when I was thinking about these questions. I'm sorry, and I know I interrupted. Everyone's going to be like, shut the fuck up and let her talk. But the reason why I'm asking you is because I have a hard time sometimes classifying, like saying what I do as well, because I do so many different things.
I mean, but I don't really know. Obviously, I don't like to be called a butt model. That's just like not like my, but it's just like, I don't really care how people perceive me because I perceive myself and I know what I do and I know my journey and like what I've put into like what I do. And I'm not just a butt model to myself, so I don't really care how other people think of me because it's like their opinions really don't matter, and I just know what I do and like who I am, and I'm true to myself. And
so how would you describe what you do? Like,
I feel like I'm going. I feel like I inspire girls to like work for their own stuff. Like I've never never been handed anything. Like I've built my own empire. Like. And if I did it off my butt, that's very inspiring for girls because look at the empire
I can respect it.
I've built by myself, not dating famous guys, not like nothing like has helped me other than the fact that I put in hard work and I built my butt and I worked hard for it. And now I'm building an empire off of it. So that's what I care.
So I'm assuming you probably get a lot of that like, oh, you're this because of your butt, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, you got famous off your butt. I'm like, that's more than you've gotten famous off. Like,
do people think you've gotten famous from dating popular people?
No one. I mean,
okay,
people can't think that.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I'm not linked to anyone. And people like, I was already popular, but like people like think me and Rice Gum dated and we didn't.
You guys just made fucking
friends.
Content.
We're just like best friends.
He was dating like, Abby, right?
Yeah. But this is like way before like me and him were like best friends and like we did content. And he would say like me and my girlfriend. But then in the description, it would say, she's my girl. I mean, she's a girl and she's my friend. So
I get it. Internet, like, you know.
And it was like cool, like whatever. Let people think what they want. But
well, listen. Yeah, anytime I've done any sort of content on the internet with girls, everyone automatically is like, I'm having sex with a girl. I'm dating this.
It doesn't matter. You can literally be like with like people. How many times have people thought me and you are doing it? So it's just like we go to the gym. And they're like, oh, he clapped those cheeks. It's
you see the comments, but it's like partly like I know that they're gonna say that. I know
it's just life. It's like almost like they want it. It's like their own little fantasy. Like, go have fun with that. It's what think what you want. That's like my thing. Is like whatever.
Yeah. Does it ever really bother you? Did it ever really bother you at some point? Like comments, the hateful shit? Or
no, I don't know. I feel like in high school I got really bullied and stuff. I mean, I was only there for like a few months, but I was really bullied. And like those are people that knew me personally and actually like knew me and stuff. So like that kind of hurt. But like these people don't know me. They've never had a conversation with me.
But even in the beginning.
Because,
okay, so by the way.
In the beginning, I mean, I was really hated. When I first got on social media, I don't know why, but I was so hated. Everyone hated me. And it's like the hate kind of has gone away a little bit. But so I need to get some new haters, honestly.
No, yeah, I do remember that. You blew up quick. Very, very quick.
Yeah, and everyone hated me. Like, I don't know, just the comments and stuff. People just didn't understand me. I was like one of the first girls to be doing those videos and like really like capitalizing on the butt. There's other girls, obviously, but like I definitely took it to the next level.
Yeah, you did. I think the first girl I remember on the Instagram, at least because from the fitness industry, is Jen. I remember Jen. And then she was like just in that industry. And then you came. And I remember you did some shoots with Live Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, our content went
That's super the viral. Shit. Is that the shit that took you off? It blew you up?
Like those, and I used to work with a photographer named Ryan, and our photos, they were going viral. And then I started the little, like, set up my phone, did little butt jiggle videos and stuff.
So I'm showing that it was real.
Yeah. Like, right? And I was just like, a lot of girls were like posting pictures of their butt, not really videos, you know? So I came in, I was like doing all the video stuff.
I noticed that. Like, because butts were always like, I think this goes back to, I don't know when butts became popular, but they've been popular. And then you came in, obviously, with a nice butt, photos, and then you started doing videos. And I think that's what really took you off, though.
Yeah, because no one was really posting videos and stuff yet of their butt stuff. It was like they were just editing. And a lot of girls didn't have like nice butts in real life, so they couldn't do the videos. So I was like kind of capitalizing on it.
So I saw something you posted the other day. I got to bring this up. It's fucking, it's funny, kind of. You posted a few throwbacks. And that, I don't know what, obviously they were spread apart in time, but you feel like you've lost some of your gains?
Yeah, I mean, it's because before when I started competing in bodybuilding and stuff at 16. So that was my whole life. That was my job. Like in Colorado, there's nothing to do but work out. I worked out twice a day. Like I ate good and worked out. That's my whole life. Now I have a million other things going on. I have a business to run. I have other things I'm trying to pursue. So it's like, working out is kind of low on my list nowadays. So it's like, obviously the gains are not going to be as crazy. But like, yeah, I was looking at like old photos and like, I always, when I was like 16, 17, 18, 19, I would be like, I can't wait until I'm in my 20s, my body, because your muscle matures and stuff.
I remember you said this to me.
Yeah, I was 18. Excited. I was like, I can't wait until I'm in my mid-20s. Like, my muscle's going to be more matured. I'm going to be more of a woman. Like, and now I look in the mirror, I'm like, damn it.
So the work is important.
The work is super important. I mean, I feel like working out, like obviously muscles, genetic, like
shapes and all that, of course.
And genetic. So I can like not work out and still like have a decently good body. But when I work out and actually put the effort in, I just feel like it looks a lot better.
Obviously. Oh no, that's a fact. I mean, I can relate to this super hard. Like I know that there's like, as I got, like how I built everything was through the gym. And then I got more involved with like businesses and having to grow this into more phone calls, more conversations, more meetings. Like more things in between that I never had, because prior it was just like show up, work out, and then eventually show up, work out, film content. Yeah. And then I started to get this traction. And then now it's like show up, work out, come back, do a podcast, try and get some food in, have a meeting, go back, film some other content for a different channel, and then go this other. And so there's so much more now. I totally relate to that.
And then the eating, because for me, I'm like, my metabolism is so fast. So like if I don't eat, I can eat whatever I want at any moment and like I don't get fat. So when I don't eat, I get really skinny. So like say I'm like all day doing stuff, running around, and then it's like 5 o'clock and I haven't eaten all day. That's when I really lose my muscle. Like it just sucks. Like the combination of like not working out, not eating enough. Yeah, my muscle and like my body just isn't the same. It sucks.
Do you ever worry that at some point you won't be able to eat whatever you want?
Because
I'll tell you.
People always tell me that and I am like, oh, they're like, oh, I'll catch up to you. And then I'm like, well, my mom's 56 and eats
your mom's, it's crazy.
So I'm like, I hope that I have her genetics. Because my mom, she eats whatever. She's been like that her whole life. To this day, she can eat whatever she wants. She does whatever she wants. And she looks like that. It's just like, some people are just genetically super blessed. And that's her. So I'm not knowing if I'm just as blessed as her. But like, I definitely see that me and her are very similar.
Right. I know it's crazy. Because I remember being young thinking like, oh, it'll never happen. And I think when I hit 25... I was like, oh shit, I'm getting a little bit of a belly. Yeah, like it would stick a little bit longer.
Oh, Summer, wait until you're blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, tell that to my mom. Because people try to say that still to my mom. My mom's like, okay, cool.
So your mom, speaking of your mom, you were homeschooled, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was like, I went to elementary school like for like a little bit of kindergarten and then a little bit of third grade because my mom and dad would like fight if they wanted us to be homeschooled or not, because my dad didn't want us to be, but my mom did. So then I was homeschooled all the way until freshman year of high school because my parents got divorced. And then my mom was like, fuck that shit. So then...
Your parents got divorced in high school?
Yeah, like right before high school. So then I was a freshman. I went to high school for the first time. It was not a good experience at all. I dropped out like 2 months before the school year ended. And I was going to do cosmetology school, but I had to be 17 or pregnant to get like a GED because you need like grants.
17 or pregnant?
Yeah, they don't let you get a GED unless you're like 17 or pregnant. So I wasn't pregnant and I wasn't 17 because I was only like 14, 15. So then I just started getting really, really into working out and competing and stuff. So
what got you into working out originally?
I mean, my dad's a bodybuilder, my mom. So it's like they both have always lived, like I've been working out with my dad since I was like I could remember because we had a gym in the basement.
He's like a for real bodybuilder.
Yeah, like full on.
Does
like,
he still do bodybuilding like that?
Actually, like probably like 5 years ago was like his last competition, but like into his 40s, he's like 51.
He still trains and stuff, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. He's crazy.
So this is crazy, right? I have a question about this because I've read about studies and I wonder if this was you were a product of this. But I've read studies that if two people conceive a baby, like at the moment in which they're like, you know, getting the girl pregnant,
uh-huh.
you know, that depending on, yeah, I know it sounds fucking right. In this moment right here, when this is entering here and then it's like, okay, the baby's starting to be made. The two people's persons, I don't know if I said that right. Their athletic shape it starts depending on like the baby's condition, like own genetic structure, I guess.
No, yeah, I've actually heard about that because like the more the better shape the parents are in, it actually goes into the genetics of like the kids. So like actually my parents were probably in the most genetically good shape of their life when they had me. And then like not because my sister, me and my older sister have different dads, and like her dad was like not like worked out a day in his life, and then my mom so like she's not like that, but then me, I was like the prime of theirs, and then my other siblings aren't as much in their prime, but like yeah. So I'm like
because so you have two other sisters.
I have two other sisters and one brother.
One brother. And what do they do? Are they all still in Colorado?
We're all so different. Like, it's so crazy. My brother's just like a little stoner. He loved, because weed got legalized when we were when he was like 13, 12 in Colorado. So it's like we grew up smoking. And then,
sure.
Well, that's something that like people don't know, but like, I guess so some people.
It's super legal. You still smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fuck, man.
I mean, I don't put, but like, this is fine. But like, no, yeah, on my good. Page, like, I really don't like capitalize on doing it. But
I don't.
Yeah,
I smoke too. I don't smoke as sure. often. I went through moments where like I smoked a lot, but the reason why like I stopped smoking is because of like my fucking anxiety. It used to go through the roof.
I don't know. I'm like, I can like outsmoke like a lot of people. I'm crazy.
We were like honestly talking about this, like getting her to like try to smoke. She would destroy Steve, I think.
Probably.
I hate to say it, Mr. C will do it. I think it would get smashed by Summer Rae in a smoking competition.
Yeah, and like, I need to do a beer chugging.
Maybe. Oh, fuck. You beat me in that, too.
Yeah,
that's so. A little, I hate, I don't even want to admit this right now. We were out one night. Okay, I'm going to tell you the story. We were out one night with the boys, and we went to, what it was like?
Saddle Ranch.
This is in like Hollywood, West Hollywood. And I don't drink beer like that. I got to say, number one, let me preface this. I'm not a drinker. Like, I'm not like, oh, I drink,
okay,
I could
so
drink.
Taking me down just because she won because I'm not shit.
No. I'm just saying, like, it's not my normal go-to, okay? Yeah. And Kyle was like, yeah, chug this one. And everyone's going to chug it. And then, like, they had me, like, verse Summer. I don't know why, but I ended up versing Summer, and she fucking beat me.
Yeah,
chugging, Corona. Was it Corona?
Yeah, Corona.
Killed it.
Yeah.
So like that was funny though, because then
but
I remember
I'm very competitive, so I'm like, I'm
yeah, but like, what the fuck? Why? Have you done that before? You've done it prior to that, obviously.
I guess, but like, not. I mean, that's not like my thing.
It's not your thing, right?
And I'll go around, like, hey, let's chug this beer together.
Not,
like,
not Summer will do it.
But I will. I'm up for a challenge. I'm like, yeah. Me and Steve shouldn't hang out.
No, it'd be yeah, it's a problem.
And yeah, like, maybe especially not. If I get drunk too. Like, I'm like. I'm not stupid, let's be real, but like, I'm going to, but like little challenges like that, like, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Let's spend time.
Damn, we should comment below if we should make that happen, guys. I know you probably want to see that. Summer versus Steve.
Summer so, will do it.
So let's talk about like your childhood a little bit more. You, mm-hmm. You were homeschooled. How many years of your schooling were you with other kids and not homeschooled?
I mean, when I was homeschooled, like at our church, we had like Thursday, like classes and stuff. So I would always be like around other people and like, I don't know. I feel like from being homeschooled, I didn't grow up to be like that stereotypical like weird homeschool girl. I mean,
this is what I want to talk about. I don't. It's like you're. It's so funny you said that. So I want to talk about this because I was curious. Like you went from not a ton of like you weren't in class with kids all your life. You were homeschooled, and then now you're like all over the fucking internet, and you have all these people like talking to you or trying to talk to you. Like, that's got to be a little bit of a, because it happened early for you, too. It was, like, homeschooled most of your life, and then, like, you're 18, and then you, like, blew up on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
Like, what is that, like, did you ever have, like, a weird moment of, like, what, like, how to react to it?
I don't know. It's weird, because my whole life, I've always been a little bit, like, in high school, and then after high school, when I dropped out, everyone bullied me on the internet. Like, you know, I'd get on Facebook, and, like, whole homecoming groups would like be like posting pictures like, who am I, girl? Because I had this like hairdo, like I was bleach blonde, I like bleached my hair, and then I like had this like kind of like emo like comb over type thing, and like everyone wanted to make fun of it. And then I had like, this is like when I have always had like big brows, so like I shaped them, like I like, and everyone called me Nike brows. Like, I don't know. I kind of just got used to the hate and from people that I've known personally. So it kind of, it like made me like have really strong skin. Like, yeah, because like it did hurt when those people were doing it. But then I got used to it and just realized like people suck. And then when on the internet, when all these people are doing it, I'm like, you don't even know me. Like you can't even really have a real opinion about me, you know? So,
I mean, it's so common. Internet hate is like one of the craziest things.
I mean, I'll have days, don't get me wrong, like if I'm on my period or something and I'm like PMSing, I'm like, oh, something. Like, but like for the most part, it really doesn't bother me, because I feel like what people say about you is like a reflection of them. They're just like unhappy with their lives, because like me, I'm not going to get on the internet. Maybe if I really feel a certain way, I'm going to send it to my friend, be like, look at this bitch, you know, but like, I'm not going to let them know that I'm talking shit about them.
Right. You're not like going out and saying,
yeah, because they're
you.
Saying it to make us for her. They're not, because everyone's entitled to their opinions. They can see their and send it in a group chat to their friends and talk shit all day. Do that. Cool. Yeah. I don't care. But to do it to so I can see it and to hurt me, it's just kind of like, you're just a sucky person. I don't care about your opinion. Like,
yeah, I can't remember the last time I did. The only time I think I do stuff like that is if like I saw like a dog getting hurt and I was like, fuck this person.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's different.
But no, I understand. What I'm trying to say is like, I've never, ever gone out of my way to like write a comment. Maybe it's different because I'm in a different situation on social media, to write a comment about someone else like saying like what they're doing sucks. You're ugly or you're fat, or you're this.
I just can't even imagine anyone that I'm friends with who isn't like popular on social media going to do that. There's just like, it's a certain type of person. Like, you like, what do they get out of that? I just don't know. Like,
well, that's the shitty thing. I think that the thing that's the, for you guys listening, if you have this something to say about someone else and it's just some negative shit, the real question is like, why do you have to say that? Why do you have that inside of you to let it out?
Think it, whatever, send it to, that's why I'm always like these, like people who want to do it on my pictures. I'm like, you guys don't have to talk about me on the comments. Just send it in a text message and then talk shit freely on your phone where I don't have to see it, because we're all going to have our opinions about people. There's going to be things we don't like or whatever, but it's like, it's not your job to make us feel shitty about it.
And then I think the real question is like, why does that person feel the need?
Because I feel like a lot, it's like obviously jealousy and like other things and like they are unhappy with their own lives. So.
Yeah, I just want to say this, guys. If you're one of those people, it's okay. But remember like that something is that negative that you want to put out, it lives inside of you. So if you're putting that out, you got to maybe go ahead, put it out if it's making you feel temporarily better. But I would try to address like, why am I needing to do this to make someone else feel shit so I feel better?
Also, what I think, there's something I wouldn't else. Do that because I would not ever want someone to see that comment. Say their friends are like,
but see,
like,
so it's
what? Like, why did you say this? You look, it doesn't make you look, it doesn't make the person that you're talking crap but about they, look they bad. Killed, it makes you look bad.
But they killed the comment section. You can't see that anymore unless you go and see it on someone's page. You know how the Instagram took out the who someone else likes or who someone else comments on?
Oh, the following page? Yeah.
So they'd have to like, they'd have to go and see the same person.
No, but when you follow people, it like is their top comment. You know how it shows two comments? Like if your friend comment on someone's picture, you can see it because you follow them. So like the two top comments can be that person. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that. You're a fucking expert.
I am the...
You're an Instagram expert. Jesus Christ, I thought I knew it all. Okay, so let's change subjects a little bit. Let's talk. We kind of talked about it briefly in the beginning, but dating. Dating Summer Rae. You were in a relationship for a long time.
Yeah, like 2 years. A lot of people didn't really know about it because I always like to like date low key people. Like I've never like really back. I've never like been associated with like anyone because it's like I don't really like to like. I don't know. I want a private life, you know. So I met this guy. I've never really told the story. No one's ever heard it. Should I say it?
Story time. Yes, fucking say it. Let's go.
So
how long ago?
This was 2 years ago. Okay. At this restaurant down, where's Delilah's? Like in Hollywood.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm not like, I don't know where it is.
That's some trendy shit. That's
like somewhere.
Isn't Delilah a club?
No, it's a restaurant.
Oh. See, that shows how much I don't know shit about this. Know. I thought it was a club.
No, it's a restaurant. But
I thought, isn't Steve?
Delilah's? No, it's a restaurant.
Maybe it's a restaurant that turns into a club.
I mean, it's kind of loungy, I guess.
Oh, wait, Delilah's is with all the wine? Does it have all the wine in the thing? I don't know.
It has like a bar, but
okay.
Maybe I don't know. It's like it's like Nice Guy. It's like
Nice Guys. That's what is that?
It's like the same owners. It's like that.
Shit.
Okay, guys, whatever. It's Sorry. A restaurant.
Point is, it's a fucking place.
It's a restaurant.
2 years ago.
So 2 years ago, I saw this kid and I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. I hope he's our, because we were waiting to get our table. And I was like, I hope he's our waiter, blah, blah, blah. He turns out that he does have our table. He's our waiter. It was me, my mom, and like two of my really good friends. And the whole time, I don't know, I was just like, I want to marry him, blah, blah, blah. So then before we leave, I want to give him my number. So then my mom had like a pack of like Juicy Fruit, like
solid fucking choice of gum.
Yeah,
fucking amazing.
And then she like rips off like the top and like I write my number on it, whatever. And like my mom, like before we, I like run out because I like
You're go nervous.
To get my car. Yeah, I've never like, I mean, honestly, like girls are not usually the ones to do
you
that.
Never, have you ever done that before?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So then I run out to my car, blah, blah, blah. My mom gives it to him. And, like, at first, I think that he says that he thought, like, something was wrong with the order or something. And that's why she came and talked to him. But she was like, do you have a girlfriend? He said, not really, whatever that meant. So I thought it meant, like, he's, like, probably, like, seen multiple girls, but he doesn't really have a girlfriend type shit.
Okay.
And then she gives it to him, whatever. He texts me later. Tells me his name. I like looking him up on my followers. He's following me like I could find him. But then when we started talking, he unfollowed me and he acted like he didn't know who I was.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Okay.
That's slick. So, oh my God, we got to ask this question. This is so crazy. So if someone was following you, would that like fuck their chances of dating you?
No, but if they lie about it. I mean, yeah, obviously he still didn't ruin his chances because I dated him for 2 years.
Right, that's crazy though.
Yeah, it is crazy. So then, so like when my mom, I was like, when my mom got in the car, because I valeted and like I got in my car and my mom
right,
came
right,
out.
Right.
I was like, what's his name? She's like, I don't know if I really want to say his name.
So you don't want to say his name.
So then she said his name and then I went to my followers and like searched his name and I found his page. And then, yeah, we talked, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. We had a relationship. I'm just saying like a lot of guys always tweet at me and stuff and they're like, oh, when I'm rich, I can date you. When I'm famous, I'm like, nah, you don't have to be any of those things, you see, because like I don't care about dating people for that reason. Like, yeah. He was my waiter. I thought he was cute, so that's why I dated him.
Yeah. So how did it end?
I don't know. I feel like he got fired from that place and then he worked for me, and it's just like I don't think that you can have like both. And like I thought I was okay with paying for a guy forever because I was like he was like my son. And like I paid for every single thing.
Fuck. Oh, that one hurts.
I know. Fuck.
That
sorry.
One fucking
I hope he never
hurt.
Sees that. That
oh
hurts.
Shit.
So I mean,
I think he's gonna see it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck.
So then he.
Sorry, bro.
No, he's a great person. Like, yeah, I have so much love for him, but it just I kind of like outgrew the situation because that's like we just weren't evolving. Like he got too comfortable. Like he was living the best life, traveled around the world, lived
yeah,
in like my
yeah I remember
big
this
mansion with me.
Anytime I'd see you and we'd go do anything or film any content, he was there.
Oh no, he was by my side 24/7. Like, yeah. I was obsessed with this kid, like literally like wore him on my arm so proudly. And I don't know, it just got to the point where I just feel like he was taking me for granted and like he just got too comfortable. And like I don't know. It's just like we fell out of love with each other, or like, I don't even know if it was love.
Do you think that the separation occurred because of the work thing? Like
Yeah, I feel like he just got way too comfortable and he was like an anchor and I was trying to grow, but like he doesn't have any passion or ambition or anything, because honestly, a real man would not be leeching off a girl for 2 years. Like, you know, it comes to a point where it's like, okay, do something, get a job, do something, help. Cause even if he wasn't, helping me grow, like, because money and stuff doesn't bother, like, I don't care, like, if he never made a penny, whatever, I'm cool, like, if he's helping me even grow mentally, or, like, there's just nothing, it wasn't physically, mentally, anything, he was helping me evolve, so I'm just, like, this is kind of helpless, and I don't want to be, like, 30 and be, like, oh, I should have broke up with him. It's, like, I'm 23, I still have my whole life, like, I should find someone where we're more compatible, because it's never going to work long-term.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Are you ready for this? Based on what I knew about the situation, do you think that maybe he felt, because he was like working for you and working like with you to do things, and I know he felt like he didn't have enough room to try and go do his own things, that he couldn't really do them?
I mean, he would say that, like, I would say that he can't get a job and all that stuff, but like I would have conversation with him, and like my business partner is like the most amazing, like, businessman and
I met
stuff.
Him. He's dope.
And I would always like go intern with him, go follow him around, do something. I don't know. He doesn't have like goals or ambition, you ask him what he wants to be or what he wants to do, he doesn't know. And like, I don't know, I think that that's an easy escape for him, like to say that or be like that, or I could think that, but I don't, I just think that he was comfortable and he, I mean, he was living his best life. Why would he want to do anything? And like, he worked for me, but like, he took my photos, but he would still make me feel like shit. Like, I'd be like, okay, we just want, and like, he would make me feel like I can't ask for another photo. You know, like when you're like with your friends and you're like, they just took photos of you, and then you're, I don't know if you can relate to this, but then it's like, you just want one more. So you're like,
can you take one more?
Yeah. Yeah. I would like feel like shit saying that to him, but I'm like, wait a minute, I pay for your whole fucking life so you can just take a few photos of me. I would literally be like, yeah, can you take, I'm like, oh, just a few more. He's like, you said that like 100 times ago. I'm like, ooh, you're gonna make that comment
tough
to me?
That's
like,
tough.
It's, ooh, one thing, a boyfriend in general shouldn't make that, and especially, that's your job. Like, this is why you have food on the table. Like, this
fuck
is, so
that's, he, fucked.
I think like he just got too, it just got too comfortable. Like, it, yeah, just, he forgot. Like, he felt like I owed him something. I'm like, at the end of the day, I really don't owe you this. Like,
yeah,
I love you and I want to, like, and I want this to work, but it's like, you have to like he would like do the dishes and he would be like putting the dish and he'd be like, I bet you forget how to do the dishes. I'm like,
oh shit.
Oh,
yeah, he's,
he would
dissing
make,
you.
I'm like, oh, well, I think you forget how to fucking like do any, like, buy, you don't even have a credit card, baby. Like, I don't
know. Forget that's, you know, so how to fucking up, put your pin in to pay for something.
Yeah, like, I don't even know, you know how to hand off your credit card to anyone. Like, I don't, like, it's, and it's fine. Like, I don't, like, I was 100% cool with it, but then I felt like I was not growing because of him. And, yeah, like, you are the company and the energy you keep. So,
that's,
if I'm
fact,
gonna be,
yeah,
around this person who doesn't want to wake up, doesn't want to work out, can't wake up because he was up watching movies all night, and I'm like, okay, well, get your ass up. That's not my problem. We have work, yeah, to do today, you know? So it's like, that's
that,
the kind of energy it was. And
so just, if I dated Summer Rae, if Bradley Martin dated Summer Rae, I would need to be good at taking photos.
Yep.
I need to get up. No, but all jokes aside, like, what
I mean,
would it be
like
to date you?
I feel like dating, like,
because I know,
like,
a lot of guys out there are like, oh,
I feel like
she's,
I've
not
grown
with that guy. I got my,
like,
chance.
I feel like I, like, have grown a lot from my other relationship. I, like, learned a lot because I am kind of the, I kind of like to take charge, and I, because I will never be a girl that's with a guy because he's taking care of me, or I have to be with him because he pays for me, or like my, like, you know, I live in his house, like, that's never
have
gonna
you ever
happen.
Been offered stuff like that?
I mean, yeah, but like random, like, foreign guys. You know, like, but I'm just saying, like, I'm never going to not be able to take care of myself. Like, I'm gonna have my own house.
Yeah,
I'm my own sugar daddy forever. Like, I don't ever want to be in the situation where a guy's taking care of me, paying for me. So that kind of mentality, I'm like, oh, I'll be the sugar daddy. Oh, look, you can come live with me. I'm your sugar daddy. And then I thought that was the kind of vibe I wanted to be on. And then I realized, I don't think that's the vibe I want to be on. Like, I, yeah, think I need like a mutual thing where we're both successful. Like, we're both, but like, I never want to depend on anyone. I'm always going to make, yeah, my own money, do my own thing. And like, yeah,
it sounds like what's important is to be able to grow somehow together.
Yeah, that's like, what I wanted.
Help
yeah,
each other.
Yeah, then
out.
I feel like, obviously, in that other relationship, that like we just, it wasn't, you know, it was just like it was just like, because
it needs
vibe
to be a give and take.
Yeah,
not just a take and take take.
Yeah, it was
right?
take. And like how I said, if he was even like fulfilling me mentally or like motivating me, anything like, Summer,
right,
let's fucking work out, let's do this, like, eat. No, it was me doing that to him, and I'm like,
and then
he's
doing
just
everything else.
Yeah, it's just like take, and then I'm like, I'm like empty, you know, I'm giving him all my energy, I'm like, what have I gotten out of this?
Yeah,
you know. So and I'm a giver, and like, I'm a, like, I like to fix people and stuff too, so it's like, I like give too much, and then it's like, and then I don't have anything left for myself, you know.
Yeah, I get it. So are you dating anyone now?
What did I say about you? You better cut this out. Don't say
no,
that.
I'm not cutting anything out. No, we're not. There's nothing. You don't have to answer it. You don't have to answer it. There's no, it's fine. There's no, it's all good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Next question.
You
next question.
You better cut this out. I'll fuck him up.
No, we're not going to cut it. It's going to stay in here. It's perfect. The awkwardness is so good. Look at it. Oh my God. Okay, seriously, listen. Okay, listen. Fuck that question. That question was stupid. It was a loaded question. I did that just to mess with you.
I know.
If you want, we could really cut it out.
We'll see what it looks like.
It's kind of funny, though. It was like a funny pause. More importantly, where do you want to go with everything you're doing now? Like, because, you know, you talked about him, your ex, and it you kind of like where he didn't really want to go anywhere. It kind of affected how you didn't want to, like, it didn't motivate you, right?
Yeah.
So, like, where do you want to go? Because you're still young as fuck. You're fucking, what, 23?
Like, 23.
Jesus Christ. It's crazy how long ago I met you. But so you're 23 years old. I'm going to turn 31 next month. Where do you, like, I guess I hate this fucking question, though, when I ask this.
Are you asking people, what my five-year plan is?
I fucking hate it. So I'm not asking five-year plan because I hate that question. I hate it because that's not realistic sometimes, right? Just straight up not. Like, where do you want to, like, I guess when it's not all said and done, but, like, as you get further on in your life, like, what do you want to accomplish more of, or what do you want to accomplish?
I'm just going to be a business mogul. Like, that's what I mean. I want to be the person that can just do whatever you want. You know, you have like a name that's just like, she can do whatever she wants. She's built her empire.
Yeah. What do you want to do? So what's the next thing you want to work on? Like, obviously you got the clothing stuff. You have everything you do, like IG. I don't know if you do brand deals and stuff like this, whatever, but you obviously have a TikTok. I've seen that because I've been forced to be on TikTok lately. Cause I'm trying to learn how to fucking use it and I don't know how to do it. Obviously the cringy dances.
Yeah. TikTok is cringe to me. I can't take it seriously. And like I don't feel like I take anything seriously on there. Right. Like no one's being serious. Like,
I don't know.
Is
yeah.
anyone being serious? I hope not.
No, I think it's all just for fun.
It's fun. Right. Yeah.
So all these things, right. What, like, where do you want to be? Fuck. In more than 1 year. In multiple years. Like, we're like, if you look back, like, what do you want to leave behind? Like, what do you want to work towards leaving behind?
I'm like trying to, like, what I'm trying to do too is like change the narrative. Like, I've always been the hot girl or whatever that the guys like and the girlfriends hate or the girls hate. And like, I just want girls to know that I'm for them. You know, like everything I do is, it may look, but it's like, there are certain girls who look to me and they find me inspiring. They're like, oh, the booty pictures, anything is like, you inspire. Because it is inspiring. It's like, I worked hard for this body. Like, it should inspire you to go to the gym and work out and stuff too. But instead they think, oh, she's posting this so my boyfriend can lust after her. And it's like, that's not really like, obviously I'm a girl too. And I want guy, like, you know, people think I'm hot, whatever. But it also is for the girls. And like, I just want like to really like grow my like empire of girls too that like really look up to me and respect me and like that I can empower. And so that's like a goal of mine.
That's dope. That's awesome. I mean, that's why I love doing everything I've done to this point has been the messages that I receive about like content, about maybe even stuff just like this in particular with someone else, with anyone, with you, and people learning like, oh, I want to do more with my life, or maybe I want to be in that situation, or I appreciate the thing that person said. So on that, like, what do you think you've done, or what do you want to do more of that'll allow you to do more of that, like to give more of that?
Yeah, I mean, right now what I'm excited about is like, I'm going to like really like focus on my YouTube channel, like showing girls how to work out, and like, because I've always like do the workouts, but I don't like ever like teach in like informative. So I'm gonna do that, and like I have this thing called Summer's Camp that I'm gonna do, like go around the world. It's like a boot camp type thing. And like certain things like that to really like really get involved with like the workout, because I kind of like dabble in it, you know.
Yeah, I know. I noticed
like,
that.
I'm like really known for fitness, but I'm like, I kind of just like, I like put my toe, and then I'm like, and then, you know, because it was such my life for so long, that's like, I was kind of burnt out on it for a while. I was just like, ugh, you know. So it's like, I really just want to get in it and really help girls and feel beautiful, and like, cause I am like a girl's girl. Like, people like don't know that about me, but like, I love girls and I love empowering them. And I just think that a lot of young girls don't have like a really good person to look up to, because like, I've always stayed true to myself. Like, I know so many girls, and like, I mean, everyone does. Like, they come to LA, they get popular, they start getting their lips done, their butt, everything's fake all of a sudden within like a year of living here. And I've been in the game for like 5 years now, and I've never touched anything. I've never changed who I am. I've always stayed true to myself. And I think that that's a good message for girls. And like, there's not many girls like that girls can look up to and really be like, because I don't want girls to like want to look like me. Like, you know, it's like, I just want to like inspire them to like stay true to themselves and be themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's like my goal, is like, I really just want to be impactful in like girls, people's life, and guys too. Like, you know, I want guys to feel that same way too. So that's like my goal, is just like, for a long time, I've just been a picture on the internet, you know, like, oh, like Summer Rae, it's like, no one knows what I sound like. No one knows anything about me. They don't know my personality. all they're like, oh, she has a nice ass. Like, you know, like that's been my story for so long. And like, it's hard. It's like been kind of like difficult to change it because people put you in a box and they don't want to see anything else. Like, no, that's all. Like, you can't have a voice. You can't have an opinion. You just turn around. That's all we want to see from you. Like, we don't want to see you.
I'm sure you've seen comments like that when you do something outside of that.
Yeah, no, everyone just wants that. So I have to like do it slowly. You know, you can't like cold turkey and just be a different person. Right. And I work hard for my body. So it's like, that's not something I'm not going to do because it's like, I also believe that like I can post what I want and I can show my body on my consent. It doesn't have anything that doesn't make me a hoe. That doesn't make it's I'm not a hoe. I'm like the most unhoe ever. Like I literally could not be the more of a prude girl. So it's like when people call me a hoe and I'm like, okay, like where's your evidence of this?
I get it. It's just a perception.
it's a perception. So like the perception of who I am versus who I really am. I just need to show like.
Yeah.
More of, but then even when I do that, people are always gonna fit. Listen. I know girls who post nothing but fully clothed photos always, and they're like, do porn. It's like,
I know.
It's just like being females, we're just like screwed over in that way.
Being a dude doesn't matter who you are. Being someone in the public eye, people are gonna be like, this is who you are, no matter what. I've talked about this on other podcasts. I've talked about this tons of times. There's no way to avoid that. The only thing you can do is focus on being yourself. The thing that I notice, the thing that I know that's really hard for girls who initially start like you're talking about as, oh, this is a girl with the butt, or just a guy who's like, this is what the person does, and then they try to do something else. Anything. It could be like a guy, like for example, me, right? All I did was fitness stuff my whole life, and then I just started making another channel where it's just Life of Bradley Martin. It's like comedy skits, and it's just like jokes and stuff with the boys, you know, the Nelk guys. And when I first started doing it, a lot of people were like, oh, just post your fitness videos. Like, this is stupid. And now it's like, they love it. Like, the kind of, like, the views, the comments, people love it.
Yeah, because people don't like change. But then afterwards, they get used to it. They're like, oh, this is you. Like, this, I've never known a different you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, I could speak from a certain perspective and say, I love fitness. I absolutely love it. I'll never stop doing it. But at some point, as you get older and as you grow, you're like, I want to do other things. I want to try other things.
Yeah, there's more to life.
And so, yeah. And so the thing I wanted to tell you, I think it's really important, but it is kind of hard to dance that line, especially sometimes with like Instagram and the way people respond to it and maybe with the algorithm and like engagement, all this other factors of like posts and it doing well or not doing well. I know that like, because I've had this conversation with other girls who are like, oh, I want to do XYZ. I want to do this. But it's like, they post sexy photos all the time. I know it's a fact that if all you post is sexy photos all the time, the people you're going to get are people who are there for the sexy photos, and they put you in that box. Mm-hmm. If you don't make content that's like, hey, girls, like this is what I'm doing today for my workout. Because obviously guys, when they hear that, they're like, oh, shut up. I'm just going to go to the next thing, right? That's what if they fast forward. I shouldn't say obviously, because that's kind of rude. I don't mean obviously in the sense of like, that's the natural default for guys. But if you film the content, if you post a content that was only, yo, I look sexy, I look hot, and you did that for years and you're the sexy hot girl, and all of a sudden you start trying to teach girls how to work out, the guys who already follow you because they've been following you for that are going to be like, what is this? What is she talking about? Just turn around and show me your butt.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to slowly start to put in content.
Yeah, you can't just like one day just be like, oh, it's like I delete all my butt photos. And it's like, guys, I'm a nun now.
Yeah. Yeah, like they'll be like, what? Like that's when you're going to get a lot of the,
yeah.
But there has to be a phase of you start to include more and more and more of it. And obviously, if you want to post pictures of yourself and your butt, like, it's your fucking life. Do whatever the fuck you want with it and own it, right? But you have to understand that as you start to do that more of the teaching, you're probably going to get more comments with, like, people talking shit. Maybe a little less engagement even, because there's not going to be as many people there.
That's 100% true. And, like, girls, it's, like, why we get in this, like, oh, only sexy photos is because when you get so wrapped up in likes and stuff.
Because of OnlyFans.
Obviously. That's fucked. Obviously, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what girl you are. It doesn't matter if you're known for having a nice body or not. If you post a face picture versus a butt picture, the butt picture, no matter who you are, gets more likes. That's just life.
That's the internet.
That's the internet.
Yeah.
So they post face pictures and like, oh, this isn't getting love. So I'm just going to stick to the. So that's also. But like for me, it's like I've been on the internet for so long. I've been doing it's like engaged. It's like I'm more just focused on like building my empire and like getting, so it's like even if I'm posting like stuff that isn't getting as many likes, it's like the likes aren't making you money. Like
it's crazy to think you've been on the internet for so long and you're just fucking so damn young. It's fucking
wild.
I know.
I was on the internet like trying to do my thing, because like, people don't see your come up before the blow up. So like, oh, you blew up so fast. I'm like, I guess, but it's like they don't see the work that you're putting in. No, you've been on
for a while, which is still crazy because you're so young.
Because I like blew up when I was like 18. I just turned 19, and then we added the 19 and all natural for a while. Because this is when girls were doing like shout outs with other girls. The internet's changed so much. It's a different place. It's not the same at all. Now when kids blow up, they are huge. Because back when I blew up on the internet, having a million followers was like unheard. Like when you have a million, oh my gosh, that was like the first person who got a million followers. It was like, wow, what the hell? Yeah. So now the internet is so saturated and there's so many more people. So now the blow up is crazier because now there's more people to see your blow up. I'm like, I'm always like, if I blew up now today in this like world of the internet, I would be mega, mega because it's just so many more people on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's like, we think these kids, but it's like the kids now who are blowing up, they're not that many users were on Instagram when we blew up, you know?
Right.
So it's like, it's a whole different world now. But what's hard now is like staying relevant, you know, like you can blow up, you can have all the attention in the world. Everyone's like, oh my God. Cause like you see like the new little kids who are blowing up and they got up, but it's like, how can you withstand that for 5 years? Let's see what, cause everyone's going to be having the likes and love when the hype is happening, but what happens when the hype is gone?
Because it
only lasts for a little bit.
It always slows down.
It always
for sure. I think then it's about like kind of reinventing yourself and what you do and how you do it.
Yeah, and that's what, kind of what I'm doing now is like,
and also like really, really figuring out like what the fuck your purpose is. Like, what's the purpose of you making content? Like, yeah, like for example, I can only speak for myself, and I'll ask you the question right after. But it's like, I know that through my years of making content and seeing the way people would react to certain content, that the thing that I really wanted to help people with was basically feeling like, number one, like you can do anything that you put your mind to, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Secondly, no matter what you've gone through, because I share a lot of like what I've been through in my past, or I used to share a lot more of it on my come up. So a lot of people would be engaged with my story, where I came from, a lot of the things that I went through as a young fucking kid, and then grew up through, become to where I'm at now. So the idea is like, I just want to be able to inspire and instill hope in someone. And the biggest thing for me was to try and be a father figure that I didn't have.
Right.
Right. So to be able to give that to other men or young adults. Right.
Right.
That's the biggest thing that matters to me, is to do that. So once you define what your real purpose is, because a lot of people say, oh, I want to help people and I want to inspire people, right? But I don't think that's enough to sustain it long term. Because if I could say for a fact that the thing I want to give back is a father figure that I didn't have, mm-hmm. that'll never change,
right?
Ugh, so knowing that that's where I come from, and then so the content that I make needs to somewhat reflect that. Not always, because I know at some point, like, for example, me in the beginning, I did a bunch of crazy lifting videos and lifting girls, and I did all this shit now that like people do now, right? You've been there, right? We've done it.
Yeah.
We've done videos together. So that would get people in, because like I did a video where Summer was on my back and we're jumping onto this thing, and she's got a nice butt. So I knew people were going to like, oh, I want to click on this because it's a guy with the girl with a nice butt. They come in, they see it, and then you try to get them to learn about your other content, which sometimes didn't get as many views, but it's the stuff that I really want to do. Mm-hmm. Like when you talk about helping women and helping girls, that content's never going to be like the viral shit of like the butt shake video, but that's the stuff that's really going to make a difference in people's lives. So it's like, you have to start doing more of that. And I'm not saying this just to you, but also to everyone out there. Like, if you're listening, you want to make content to help someone, like, yes, you got to get people in, whether it's the butt or the physique or the strength or whatever this thing is, but you have to have something like real, like, and tangible
when they come in.
Exactly. And it's to try and give it to them. Cause only so many people are going to be there to want to listen to it. It might be come in and they may be like, I'm not ready for that. Like, that 10,000 or 100,000 people are not ready for that, but 5,000 or 500 people are, and that's what really counts. That's how you build.
Some people are just like scared of the substance. Like,
for sure.
Because like, look at the viral music nowadays. It's nothing of substance. It's shake your head. Those are the club songs. But then
Tootsie Slide, can you do it? Can you bust? Can you do it?
I don't know.
I'm sure you fucking. You don't act like you didn't fucking try it, you TikToker.
Don't call me
okay.
I will fight you. That's not me.
Okay, she's not a TikToker. I just know you do a TikTok a lot. You're doing a lot of TikTok.
No, I was doing it for a second, but then
are you gonna lie to me and tell me you didn't try the slide?
I mean, I should.
You didn't try it yet?
Let's do it now.
Just tell the truth. Tell the truth.
I didn't really try it that good.
Did you try it for real though?
I mean,
fuck you, you fucker. Fuck you. I knew it.
No!
The first time that shit came out, you were like, let me try this shit. I'm not gonna lie, I tried it too.
But like,
I tried it too.
Like, not with like a video, like just like, and like.
Yeah, but I'm saying you tried it. Like,
yeah,
in the back.
Not on
TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
just
tried
like
it too.
In my time, like in my house.
In like the shower, like by myself.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, fine.
That's exactly it.
Hmm. And then you just, but then you got out of the shower and you kept trying it and trying it.
And then
like,
I set up my phone and I'm
fuck. No, okay, so.
Literally tomorrow God. I'll post my video. You're like, bitch.
I fucking knew it. No, I mean, it's a good idea. It's fucking viral. That's the thing, right? But, okay, so what I was getting to say, I just want to say, besides all this stuff, what do you think the message that you have or you want to give that can resonate with women so that moving forward, you could start making bits of content that can relate that to them? You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I mean, just kind
you
of,
said a little bit of it earlier, yeah, but I just
like,
want to like...
being true to yourself and like, I don't know, I feel like I just want to be... I feel like a lot of the times I see myself being like a positive like person in people's lives, just like the way I like get comment, like, because I am a positive, like, you know, I'm a positive person and
I know that for sure.
I'm very like, you know, my summer, I'm like, you know, I want to be like a sunlight into people's lives, like, and I really do feel like I've probably helped people out of dark times or something, because like if people who really actually watch my content and stuff and like my YouTube videos and stuff, I have shown like my personality and like different things, and I think those people, those true fans of like actually know who I am and stuff.
Yeah.
I just need to do more of it, because I like right. kind of do it and yeah. then I kind of like stop, and then I'm like, because it's easier just to be like, oh, here's a hot photo, because I like to do photo shoots and stuff. Like, it's like my first love of like, I like doing modeling stuff. So it's like, that's like an easy like, oh, here, I need to post some content. So right. when I get lazy, I'm like, oh, here. But I do need to devote more into like being that like how my mom is to me and stuff. Some girls don't have that, you know, yeah. like. A powerful impact in their life that motivates them, inspires them and stuff. So, and my story is kind of, you know, it's like a relatable story, and like, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is speaking more.
Yeah.
Cause the minute you speak on, especially, I know this from your, if you speak, people are gonna be like, what? Like, but you got to do it more.
Yeah. I more sometimes, and more. I have a, I need to,
you have a what?
I know, it's just like, sometimes I've gotten into the like, oh, people don't want to hear me talk, so then I don't. But yeah. this is like, I need to just, I mean, I have a podcast, but.
See, so this is the crazy thing, right? You just said sometimes you know people don't want to hear you talk, so then you don't. And the crazy thing is though, like, you got to remember this too. If your purpose is to help inspire women to like, just be yourself, you have to fucking own that shit.
Yeah,
just say
right.
fuck it.
Yeah.
And no, I know right. that you can. And I know
and
that sometimes
is,
you do.
Is that in my everyday life, like, I wish I just had, like, a video camera following me, because I do live, everything I preach, I live on a daily basis every day in my real life.
Yeah.
But sometimes I preach this, and then people will go to my page and be like, well, I'm not seeing this person that you're trying to say that you are, but it is yeah. really me, so I need
that.
To be better.
Here's
at
a beautiful thing, right?
On my page.
That, like, what you just said, though, and you overcoming that and going through that is literally the epitome of, like, if your goal is to help inspire other women, you going through that and getting better and going past that
mm-hmm.
is all you need to do. Right. That's part of your story. I think you should just do more of it. Obviously, yeah. like, you know, Instagram needs to be a certain way. Like, maybe you try to get more people to more of long format content. Like, if you did a podcast more, like you yeah. said, you got it, but you should do it more. Or the YouTube more speaking.
Yeah, and IGTV is good.
And IGTV. And I hear they're about to monetize that, so that'd be lit. But, like, doing stuff like that more, despite what people are going to say, that alone is going to inspire more people. Because otherwise, yeah. then again, you just have the girls who are like, this the chick with the butt. Like, oh, she, right. my boyfriend likes the photos. Fuck
yeah,
this chick.
I just need to change the narrative. I get so many DMs from girls being like, hey, can you block my boyfriend? I'm like,
holy fuck.
I'm like, or I always, like, I just blocked you off my boyfriend's account and he keeps unblocking you. So can you Whoa. Go block him? I'm like, that's my narrative. Holy I get on shit. TikTok and I see so many videos of like girls like all the videos are like girls like hating me. And you know, it's like they put me in this
they
box.
They put you in a duet and they like hate on you?
Well, it's because
oh, God.
It's because like what my boyfriend really wants. And it's like a picture of me. It's like versus what they are.
Oh,
like,
I got it.
Stuff like that. And it's like, that's not me. That's I don't want that to be my story.
Yeah.
Like I, that's not who that's
you just
not
gotta start
me.
Writing it differently.
I'm never. Yeah. And I'm never the girl who's like, oh, I'm better than you. Like there's a lot of girls I know that like are Instagram girls that have that like I'm better than you, I'm the shit, I'll
name them, name them,
I'll steal your boyfriend,
fucking name
like,
them,
I'll steal your boyfriend type vibe.
Name and, one, can you name one,
shut up
please, name
no
name a hat, name just the
Bradley
first
Martin
letter. Oh fuck you, I'm not an Instagram girl.
Just kind put, of is he not though?
What are you talking about?
You are.
How am I an Instagram
you're like,
girl?
You're an Instagram girl with a dick.
Wait, what
what do you do that's different than us?
I mean, look, I'm not, I do a lot of different content, okay? Like, I'm doing podcasts and shit.
Shut up.
I'm not an IG model, yeah, god damn it. I'm a,
you're a butt model, bye.
I'm a fucking businessman, business. You know, like when Jay-Z said, I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I'm actually a businessman. Exactly.
But the thing is, that's funny. That's so stupid about stereotype, like, you know, double standards. As like a guy, you can like be posting a picture with your bulging dick and be like, but no one says anything. And the second a girl does anything, it's like,
so they might say some shit about that.
Okay, maybe, but I'm just saying, like, for the most part, you don't get like slut shamed.
Yeah, it's definitely, there's definitely a little bit of a double standard on the internet, for sure. But so
I mean, the thing is, people. But that's everything. Even though I'm not a hoe and I've not like been with like anyone, my reputation, I bet guys around the world have said, oh, I fucked Samurai. My body count is probably so fucking high.
So people bullshitting.
Yeah, bullshitting. Like,
holy
obviously.
Fuck.
Like, think about it. Think about anyone who's met me. They've probably been like, oh, I fucked Samurai. Like, I probably, like my body count is probably so high from, like, fake people that they've said I fucked.
Damn. Super fucking high. Highest fake body count possible.
I know,
really. Wait, so this leads me to another question. You said something about DMs earlier. So what are the most fucking...
Why does everyone always want to ask me this? And the thing is, me and my friend Jenna were talking about it the other day.
Shit.
Because back when I first got on Instagram, my DMs were crazy. Like, the biggest celebrities you can think of DMing me. And nowadays, they don't do it. And we were thinking maybe because they're, like, doing it to, like, the other girls, or they don't DM girls anymore. I'm, like, wondering. But I never replied to anyone, so that's probably why. Like,
I had Kinsey on here. I had Kinsey on here the other day, and she was telling me how, like, they'll send, like, pictures that delete.
Oh,
no. Send a picture that delete.
Oh, yeah, like, and also what they do is they send a message, and you don't reply within the couple, whatever, they unsend it. So then,
oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's a classic move.
Yeah.
That's a
But also, I never used to ever respond to anyone. So they probably just feel like, oh, he's not winning.
Who's the biggest one?
I'm not going to name names.
Damn it.
People have always wanted me. I've always gotten podcasts and they always want me to do that. I'm like, nah. I just can't.
I just want you to say it because I know. We had a conversation in the car. Don't say it. And I fucking know. And I can't, because I can't give her info like that.
Oh my gosh. I feel like they just got the vibe. They're like, because guys probably talk to each other and they're probably like, Summer ain't with it. Like, Summer's not going to come fuck us. Like, she's not with
us. Maybe that's why they don't get the DMs no more.
Yeah, because I don't put out that energy.
Because I see some DMs in there. That's crazy. I wish I could just fucking say, I promise.
My DMs used to be insane.
I seen some DMs in there. Like, you'd be like, what?
Oh my God, right? That was, oh my God.
This is so fucked up, out of pocket shit
where you're just like, this person being this thirsty, like,
well, that's crazy.
What? You wouldn't expect it, but it's like they are. And but I definitely put that, like, don't fuck with me energy out there. So I think that they get it. Because the thing is like, I know what they want. They want to fuck me and I'm not fucking them. So why entertain it? Like, they don't want to be my friend. We're not going to meet up for coffee and be best friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not, like, I have no reason to reply. And I'm the type of person where I'm cool with being cool with people like that. In person, you come up to me, introduce yourself. We have, like, an in-person relationship type, like, oh, hi, like, I fuck with that person. But, like, in the DMs, I feel like nothing good comes out of DMs.
Yeah, I mean, what if they were like, yo, let's go get some coffee and get to know each other?
I mean, but still, it came from the DMs. So I know, like, I want to, like, organically meet, like, oh, here's my friend.
So don't, like, if you want to date Summer Rae, you don't DM her. You got to,
yeah, slide in the DMs.
Don't slide
in
the DMs.
That's not the move.
That's not the move?
So I guess stalk me and then.
Stalk you. You said this. You brought it up. It's perfect. So you have a stalker now. Maybe he knew. Maybe he's
Dude,
like,
is this something
I
that I maybe shouldn't talk
DMs.
About because then people, it gives people ideas?
Fuck.
Well, after this, I'll tell you. It's
okay.
A crazy story.
I had, oh, fuck. Damn. I dealt with someone else's stalker.
I don't want to give people ideas.
I know. Stalking is not fucking cool, by the way. That's fucking strange.
Dude, I literally, it's like fucking up my whole life.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool. I wonder if it's the same stalker. Anyways, let's just not talk about that one.
It's the same
one. I understand.
We share stalkers.
Fuck, dude. I mean, someone.
Was yours a dude?
It wasn't mine. It was some other girls who was like trying to be like, fuck you. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bro. Oh. Like, imagine like a dude you did a video with. Or, yeah, dude you did a video with. And then your stalker is like trying to attack that dude.
Oh, I already know. You already told me this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the internet didn't know that. But anyways, I did a video with a girl.
We just have our inside jokes. Yeah. The audience is like.
I did a video with a girl. And next thing you know, this guy was like, how dare you? Fuck you. I'm going to come kill you and all this crazy shit. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? I just did a fucking YouTube video. Like. I don't know this person like that. And they're crazy. Like, they must have these crazy, like...
No, dude. People are, like, really crazy. And it's so weird that this whole stalker stuff happened, and I just started watching the show You.
Oh, no. That's fucked.
So I'm at my house watching this shit, like, oh, my God, this is fucked up.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
Yeah.
You're good. You're good. You don't got to worry about it. You'll be fine.
Oh, I'm going to be good. I think I'm going to hire some security at my house.
Yeah, hell yeah. You'll be lit. Okay, so... Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to add? Any questions for me?
What's your 5-year plan, Bradley?
Fuck, I hate this fucking question. No, I don't really have one. This is something I kind of touched on in the podcast with Mike. I've never really been good at being like, in 5 years, I'm going to have this. I've never done, legit never done that. I always had a big picture, like a big, I want more out of my life feeling. And I was going to ask you this, and I'll finish what I'm saying first, and I'll ask you. I always had this feeling like there was more for me, and I've always had this feeling like I want to work towards something bigger. So I guess I could say if I think about 5 years from now, I know I started doing the podcast right now, which you guys are watching and listening to. I want to be posting one every Thursday at 10 a.m. Sure. That's my goal, right? So subscribe right now. Leave a comment on iTunes, wherever you guys are listening from. But I like this format of content because it allows me to do what I really, really enjoy, which is like speaking, because I know the speaking content, the speaking format is how people really learn. Because I know from my past, again, I did tons of crazy videos to get people to engage. But when people really were like, yo, you really helped me, it's because I did a video that didn't get as many views. It got 100,000 views instead of 1 million. And I was talking about my life and what I've been mm-hmm. through and what I'm going through and how I learned and how I'm getting better. And sharing
almost,
that.
But it's almost like that 100,000 views is more better and special than 1 million of people who just watched it.
It is.
Those are people who are actually like, that's what I want to do is like really grow my fan base of people who really fuck with me. It's not because of how I look. I could like look different tomorrow and they still fuck with me because they like me as a person.
It's all about speaking then. You have to get better and more comfortable with like sharing like what you've gone through, who you are, what you've learned, your experiences so that someone else can benefit from them, can learn, can get better. That's all it's about. That's all I was able to do back in the day. And that's what got people really involved with me and anything that I was selling, my clothing stuff, the being fit gear, which is now called raw gear. But all these things that I'm working on, when people got engaged with it, it was because of that. Right. Yeah, I did a ton of shit that got people engaged overall to see me. Mm-hmm. And then some would learn a little bit more when they wanted to. Because everyone's got to be ready to get to that point.
Right.
So my 5-year is to do more of this kind of content, do more speaking kind of content, do more. I would like to do like speaking in public. I would like to do more events, more things where I just get to talk to
and
people.
You're good at talking, so you're gonna kill
thank
it.
You, thank you, thank you. I just really I love it. I enjoy it. But I do really just enjoy this format because I think, especially podcasts, it's strictly this kind of like. There's nothing hurrah about this content right now. It's like, except the things we're saying and the messages that we can give to them, like. There's no like, besides that light, that's like the craziest thing in the shot right now in your pants and your top, right? Lit. So like having those things, having it be like this format. So if people are engaged watching it at this point, then they're really interested to find out more.
Right.
So that's why, I mean, you should do more shit like this because you could share more. And obviously I think you sharing more about your exercise routine, your tutorial, what you've done, what you're doing now, what you've done in the past to get where you are. Because then obviously a lot of girls are like, oh, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could share, because I know you fucking trained like a crazy person back in the day. Like you said, maybe not as much now, but you still know how to do it. Yeah. I've known you long enough, right? So more teaching instead of just like, here's the product, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm always doing. I'm always like doing it, but I'm not. So they're like, okay, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
So I need to like be more informative and like help. Like,
because
there's really nothing, like I'm like, oh, girls love me, but then there's nothing that they, what's to love? Like there's no connect, like there's nothing that they can connect to, you know? So I need to, and I am that person that I feel like connects to girls really well. And like, cause I am just your like normal, like girl who just wants to.
You are for sure. I could tell from someone who like I've known you and I've known you for years. You're, and I'm not, and I don't, it's just so weird to say this. You're kind of like a bro.
Yeah.
Like you're just chill. Like you're, it's not like, you're not like a, oh, I got to do this. I got to fix my that. You're very, you're fucking normal. You're super fucking normal. That's why I say like a bro. I don't mean like you're like a dude.
I'm definitely a bro.
I just mean you're like,
that's why I'm also hard to be in relationships with, because sometimes I feel like I'm very demasculating to my guys and I don't mean to be. It's just like, I'm very like a self independent, strong woman. And I also like, just like sometimes over bro my dudes too much, like my boyfriends, where it's like, okay, I guess I am your girlfriend, but like now I feel like you probably think I'm a bro. I don't know. Like I am so, yeah. But I think it came from in high school. I didn't have a lot of girlfriends because girls didn't want to be my friend, and I only had guy friends. Like all growing up, like in high school, in that little time, it was. And then after that, I still stayed friends with those guys because like all I hung out with like was people from my mom's. My mom was in cosmetology school when I was in high school, so I would go hang out with her like. Older friends and then hang out with dudes only, so it's like I never really because have hung
the girls in high school were like fuck this bitch.
Oh, they hated me and see, I didn't even do anything. They just really hated me and they all like had their cliques already because they, you know, in like school districts you go from like kindergarten, elementary school, like middle school all to each other to high school, so they already had their cliques, they already had their friendships. So I come in like, hey guys, homeschool little weirdo, you know, just wanted to have friends and stuff. And they just weren't feeling it. And then I would be friends with the guys. And then like, oh, she's fucking all these guys. And I'd be friends with their boyfriends or whatever. Right. And they would like, and I'm like, dude, no, they couldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole. I swear to you, they're just my friends. Right. You know what I mean? You and see, I was a virgin. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
Here's the thing though. Like this is the shit you got to talk more about. Because that's the shit that like that explains where you've come from and like kind of how you are and how you've been growing. Like those are the things that people need to hear more of. Otherwise, people just know what they see.
Yeah.
So the more you can put yourself out there and tell your story, because your true story.
Yeah, I never tell my story. And then I'm like, why don't people know me? Why don't I? It's like, because I haven't voiced it. You know, I feel like people are mind readers.
No, they're not. They only see what you give them. And I could see like from your perspective, from your position, it's hard to like open that up and maybe show that. But I think if you do more of that, you'll transcend.
Sometimes I've been scared if they like open up too much where I'm too vulnerable, you know, because then it's like, oh, Summer's just a little stupid normal bitch, you know. I was like, now I don't even find her like, as a fantasy.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Though?
Yeah,
I think a lot of guys like that.
Yeah,
I mean, if you talk about just specifically guys, and guys are like, that's fucking cool. Like the part of like why I think a lot of guys end up liking girls like on the internet is it's not always like the hottest girl. It's a girl that might feel like, oh, it's like a girl next door, like not someone who's like this giant fucking like trophy looking girl. Someone who's like more relatable. Obviously, mm-hmm. beautiful, might have a great figure, whatever, but someone who's a little bit more relatable. And I think you have that. You need to tell your story more. I think. I'm not saying need. No, say need. Like,
I mean, you sound like my business. Everyone always.
I'm not even trying to do that. No,
I'm saying you sound like, meaning like people tell me this. Like, it's, I know it too.
You got to start doing it then.
I need to just do it. You know, I need to do it. So.
Because you have everything else, right? Like, I had this conversation. This is so funny, actually. I think I told you this. I had this conversation with Ashley and O'Sarah. Did I tell you that?
Who? Oh, yeah.
She does like TikTok stuff. She blew up. I think she blew up. I know she blew up on IG from doing like kind of like funny like skit stuff, girl related stuff, stuff that like people really loved. They like they fell in love with her. But I remember I did a video with her once where I'm benching her. Fucking old classic Instagram model Brad lifting girls. And she sat on it was a football bar, so she sat on it, so her butt's facing the camera. I knew what I was doing. Yes, I did. Her butt was facing the camera, and she was, like, basically sitting on top of the bar as I'm pressing it because there's enough space on this, like, football bar because it's, like, this big. And I'm pressing it, and I sit down. I talk with her and her boyfriend, who's really fucking cool, by the way. So I'm having this conversation, and I think her dad was there, too. And I was like, yo, like, people are already going to know, and you, too, this is the same advice for you. People are already going to know you're a hot chick with a nice body. Like, you don't need to show them that anymore. Like, you've shown them that enough. The thing is, like, you could still show that. Whatever the fuck you want to show that, show it. But you have to show what else you are. Because it's undeniable. Like, even if you're, like, a silly girl doing stuff, you got a nice butt. I remember she would, like, the flip cup thing on her butt and all these different things. Like, they're going to know that you have a nice body. They're going to know that you're beautiful. They're going to know that you're attractive. But it's always, like, what else? And I remember I had this conversation with her. And then she went and started making different content along, like, more engaging with women, more comedy stuff related to like.
Oh, we're talking about Ashley.
Yes.
Oh, my friend, like the girl who I hang out with the long.
Yes.
Time. Yes, I love them.
Yes, I had this conversation with you.
Why is this now just popping up? I'm sorry. We've had this conversation. I thought you were talking about this other girl that you said that we wear the same clothes.
No. This is the girl who you've done videos with her.
Dude, I hang out with her all the time.
She's
I love
lit.
Her.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
But I had this conversation with her. I want to get her on the podcast and talk about this. She was killing it. Like, she was doing all she, but before that, all she did was like fitness content and like,
her,
I'm sexy.
Her content is so good. Like,
it's amazing. Yeah. And she, but I'm not saying I'm the reason for that. I'm not, Ashley, if you're listening, I'm not the reason for that. I just had this conversation with her and then she went and she just fucking blew up. And I remember she sent me a text and was like, yo, I really appreciate you having this conversation with me. So the point is, like,
her boyfriend's awesome. They're both awesome.
They're dope as fuck. Yeah. And I've done tons of content. Hopefully, you could do more with them. But same thing with you. It's like you've rode that as far as you can. You can keep riding it, but it's like at some point you got to be like, what else? Right. You know, and I think you really have that. And you have, like, your story. You just got to explain it more, share it more.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been seeing my page lately, but I have been changing it a lot, so.
I haven't been stalking you, sorry. I haven't been stalking you. Maybe I need to start stalking your
page
more.
Yeah, maybe you should stalk me a little more. Fuck.
Oh, damn, my bad. I'll stalk you more.
Thanks. Maybe you could
see. What if I was actually your stalker and you didn't know it?
I'd be like, maybe you are.
No, fuck no.
Oh, no, you're not. Because you're not even knowing what I'm doing on my page.
Or is that what I want you to believe?
Oh, you know everything.
Damn, it's crazy.
That's exactly it.
Fucking weird. I'm not a stalker. I swear to God, I didn't stalk Summer Rae. Recently. No, yeah. I never did. Okay, that's so funny. Is there any other, because you had good questions. Any other questions for me?
I had good questions. That it was one a good question. Question.
Well, we spawned like a whole bunch of conversation after that. Yeah, that was your question.
It was just a dumb question just to be mean.
That's okay.
What's your 5-year plan?
I fucking hate that question. It's okay, guys, if you don't have a 5-year plan. Focus on the shit that you are happiest when you do it. And I'm not, everyone always says, oh, jerking off, watching Port Up. That's not what I mean, motherfucker. I mean things that you do. That, like, in life, besides jerking off watching Pornhub, that make you happy, that make you feel fulfilled. Focus on doing more of those things, and you'll start to figure out your plan, right? Yeah. So, yeah. 100%. Is that how we end it?
And I feel like on the internet, like, more substance. Like, I want to see more substance and
fuck
stuff.
Fuck yeah.
Too,
because so. Everyone, I feel like, has played out everything else. Like, it's been like fucking 8 years of, like, this whole. It's like,
yeah,
now.
It's like now. Girls cannot get famous for showing their butts on the internet anymore. It's like too played out. It's oversaturated. Everyone's done it. Yeah. So it's like.
It's always now. I say the same thing to people too because they ask me, how do I do this? How do I do that? I do this and I do that. It's like the biggest thing is always like, okay, you do a thing. You show the butt. You show the workout, whatever. Like that's what I did. Now what else? And I always just tried earlier on. I tried to think about what else because I knew from the beginning, if I'm just some dope guy who can like work out and do cool shit and like have abs and like be strong and like do whatever, then I'm not going to be the last, but yeah. I knew that my story, although still not going to be the last story, is going to be unique to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I could explain that or share that with people is always going to be unique to me. And if someone can get engaged with that, that will never change. Right. Like,
right.
But obviously there's always going to be more. So if you just do a thing, doing a thing is always just, that's just not enough.
Right.
So yeah, that's how I feel about it.
You have to evolve. That's life. That's every single actress, like movie star, yeah. Like, artists in the world, they always evolve. Like watch them like, you know, the ones who don't evolve, like if you're not evolving, you're not going to ever.
Yeah, they what's the saying that they say about the hard work, some shit with like it's not, or like success is earned. It's like you not just get it. And then I'm really bad at this right now. Normally I'm really good with quotes, but it's basically
like yeah, he's butchering this.
No, I got you guys. Listen, it goes like this. Success isn't like I fucked it up again. Success isn't a thing that you get. It's a thing that you keep fucking working for,
yeah.
Okay?
No, 100%.
There's a fucking quote. Someone write the quote in the comment below. That better be the first comment. It's not because it's the end of the video. I'll pin it, though, when you write it. It's basically saying, like, you don't just get success and then it's done. It's you need to keep fucking working every day for it.
That's like working out. People are like, oh, you're already in shape. Why aren't you still at the gym? I'm like, you know when people say that in movies and stuff? Like, oh, the
hot comments. So like, you got it. You won, bro.
I'm like, okay, but then you stop, it goes away. Like, you always, it's like working out.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah, you know what movie that's from. It's true.
It's
true. Is it
true? It is true.
Oh, fuck. Even your dick? It's from a movie. Anyway, sorry.
Some guys need to stop using their dicks. So
whoa.
Much.
Pause. I think we have to end it there. Wait. Oh, fuck. Maybe we can use this as clickbait. OnlyFans.
Oh, the OnlyFans? Oh.
Would you
one
do
time
it?
I made a tweet and like I got fucking buried for it. I should have had that I said what I said energy, but also I don't want to, like, I'm not a hateful person, like, and when I say things and people take it hateful, I didn't mean it in a hateful way. I'm not hateful. I understand some girls do stuff to like earn a living, whatever, that's fine. I just like I'm entitled to my own opinion. All day people can have opinions about me. And
no, it's
and
fine.
The second that I voice my opinion, it's like
they're
I'm
like,
the fucking
fuck
devil.
You.
So I just said something. I tweeted like, if you have an OnlyFans link in your bio, we can't be friends. I'm entitled to my own opinion.
That's
I
fine.
Don't want to be friends with girls who are doing porn on OnlyFans. And I get nowadays people are like, oh, it's not only porn, whatever. My thought of OnlyFans
when you said this
at the time, I think of girls on there like playing with fucking vibrators on their pussy lips. Like that's what I think of, and that's what
that's porn.
That's what I've seen. I've seen girls like, cause like, don't get me wrong, like I post my body, I do things, but I feel like I always keep it very classy. Like girls are like on their fucking bed, like grinding on it, acting like they're humping the air, and like it just doesn't sit right with me because
wait, with dildos? Or you're just saying like
no, I mean
Instagram.
On Instagram, like, say they're like, oh, go check out my OnlyFans, and they're on Instagram on their bed air humping the air. Like, I'm like, what are they doing on OnlyFans that you have to go pay for? Like, I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with
me. So there's no Summer Rae OnlyFans?
No. You know how much money? Someone tweeted, one of my friends tweeted the other day, he's like, if Summer Rae had OnlyFans, she'd be like a multimillionaire. I'm sitting on a load of cash, and I'm just...
Have you thought about this?
No, I'm not ever doing it. I mean, okay. I long term, I'm the type of person where I'd like to.
What about for $100 million?
No, that's not enough.
Whoa, Summer's for real.
I wouldn't even do anything. Even if I made one, I would still post the same pictures or whatever. But I'm just saying, I just feel like the whole perception of OnlyFans is just not something that I want tied to my name.
$200 million.
Because I work hard to build my empire. I'm not going to sell it. I feel like it's kind of a sellout.
I'm fucking with you. $300 though.
Maybe a bill. If someone's willing to pay me $1 billion, fine, I'll post one picture on OnlyFans.
And then you're like, fuck it. Because you could quit after that.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to go buy a private island, bitch. Peace. Like, that's enjoy so your funny. Life. But it's still nothing bad. Like, I've never, ever, like, my moral, like, if, even if people don't think my morals are right because even the stuff I post, I have very morally right. So I'm never doing any, no one's ever seen my nipples. No one's ever seen my vagina. No, yeah. Never. Like, and people, I always see like nude photos of me. People are getting so good at photoshopping like vaginas and nipples. I'll see like nude photos.
This is a fucking
and
thing?
I literally will be like, oh my God, like I posted this nude, like how do they get this nude photo of me? And they literally take photos of like my bikinis and stuff and they Photoshop nipples in like a vagina. So it looks like it's like, but it's like a photo.
Are you really doing this shit and you're trying to trick us right now?
I'm not kidding. It's like photo shoot pictures of mine. Like that I'm like in a bikini or underwear or something. And they take it off and they like
Photoshop. Because this would be a really good cover if you were really doing it. I'm fucking with you. I know you're not doing it.
I have an OnlyFans. No one knows about it. I subscribe. Post it on my news. I'm like, guys, those are all photoshopped.
But you should go check them out, though.
But I actually have my own app that we just made that's about to launch. And like,
oh, lit.
Yeah, so it's going to be. It's just called Summer Rae. It's like the app. Okay. It's like connected to all my like my shop and my YouTube. All my like social media apps are like connected to it. But also it's like I can post like never before seen content and stuff. So if it's my own, it can be like my own OnlyFans, really.
It's basically a Summer Rae OnlyFans.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, guys, I got an OnlyFans. It's this. So because I can post like a never before seen like the same kind of stuff that I already post. And then also, have you ever heard of that app like Cameo or whatever where like people go on and buy shout outs? My app does that. Like, they can buy shout-outs from me. So, happy birthday, so-and-so, or, oh, blah, 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 a video that I record. They tell me what they want me to write, and I record.
That's what Cameo is? I didn't know that. I thought it was just, like, a thing. I thought it was just, like, OnlyFans you pay to see someone's content. No, you say
it's, like, all the famous people, and they have an account, and we could right now go pay whatever their fee is and have, like, not Halle Berry, but, like, if she was on the app. Hey, can you say happy birthday? You write out what you want her to say, and she says it and sends it to you. So it's like an own personalized like video message.
That's crazy.
So on my app, I can do that for people. So,
what the fuck?
But a Cameo, they take a percentage and all this shit. So on my app, it's on me.
I'm assuming you guys developed the thing. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you have working on? Anything else special?
No, not really. I mean.
Summer Rae OnlyFans coming soon.
Yeah, no, guys, my OnlyFans. Come to my kidding. App. No, people can say that's my OnlyFans. Fuck it.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like girls gotta do what they gotta do. I'm just saying I can't. I'm saying I won't be friends with them, but I'm not saying that I can't like appreciate their hustle. Whatever.
Yeah. No, it's all good. No worries. Here.
I'm a girl lover. Sometimes what I say can sometimes rub girls the wrong way because usually girls are catty, but I'm really not a catty girl. Do you think I am?
No. I've known you long enough. You're not.
Okay, thank you.
No, like I said.
I paid him to say that. I mean,
Bradley Martin OnlyFans.
I think you should make one.
Yeah? That'd be lit.
Please make one.
No way. I can't do it. I could do it. what would I post? Like my dick? Like my fucking like...
See, that's the way everyone perceives OnlyFans, right? Like,
okay.
But then other people are like, though. No, that's not all you do. I'm like, I think it is, though. No?
I just want to preface this. I know that OnlyFans is not just for porn. It was originally intended for people to make content, to like make money selling content that they weren't posting somewhere else. Yeah. And it wasn't just like, this is a porn thing. But it just perception now has become that, because most people who use it, it's become like a sexual and a porn thing. I know, yeah, it's not just
like
a porn
thing.
Probably
when it first started, it wasn't as bad. But now, you know, like when you give a mouse, like you give a mouse a cookie, then so these girls were probably posting pictures that they were posting on the internet, just different ones. And then the guy or people want more. And then when money gets involved, and you're like, oh, well, if I send them a picture of my vagina, or if I do this, I get more money. So it's like a snowball effect of like, yeah, all of a sudden now it becomes like a full on like
mouse,
like a whole porn site. And it's like, I like do not want to be associated with anything porn.
Bro, what would I do if I, Steve, what would I post on OnlyFans? What do dudes post on OnlyFans? Do they post like them? Really? Like jerking it?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not saying that you watch that, but I don't know.
I guess how it's set up too is like, you don't even have to like post that stuff. People can like, you can send stuff to them. So say a girl or someone was like, hey, I want to pay $300 to like get a jack off video. I don't know how it works. I mean, wow. I've never even downloaded.
No, I know. I know this is how it works.
Yeah.
I know this is how it works. I've been doing enough talks.
So I'm just saying like, some girls are like, some guys are home thinking, $300, fuck it. Me, I'm like, dude, even like for like a, like, no, I would be like, okay, well, that's gonna
Steve,
be like $5
Steve, would you
dollars.
Do an OnlyFans? No. It, how much
he has
money?
One.
I know. He's like, nah, he's like, fuck. He found out.
He has under like an alias.
Yo, okay. Anything else you want to ask me? You got some good fucking ending questions. It's like making it, you know.
Did I really ask you? I think I asked him one.
We fucking talk a lot. It's not just me, it's fucking us.
We talk a lot. People are gonna be like, oh my god. And I feel like I've been mumbling. I feel like that whole like story about my relationship, I was like, my head was going, I'm the type of person, like when I talk, my brain is so scattered that I'll be talking about something and then something else comes up and then I go there and then I swerve back to what I was doing. And then like you didn't answer the question. Like I never fully answer questions. Like I'll think about, okay, what was my answer? I'm like, I don't even know, but like I said like way too much. It's called word vomit.
I do that too sometimes. I practice it so I got better at it. Yeah.
Oh, well, I need a lot of practice.
Just start doing more of it.
I need like a media kit class.
Nah, just start doing more podcasts.
Oh, can we do your podcast? I just come over every single day and we just film
They would love that.
Day.
They would love that. They'd be like, please
have
summer.
We just do it live. Just kidding. No, I can't do anything live. My mouth is dirty. I'd be like, fuck shit.
That's okay. You could swear. Okay, I think that's it. Unless you have anything else you want to add.
No, I think that's
hard. Only because I have to piss. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to like put a weird pause in here and then go pee.
Oh, well, it's all good.
Fuck. Unless you have anything else you want to say.
You know what? I think.
Anything else you want the world to know? This is a very big podcast.
It's mega.
This is the next one. This is the next. It's the next banger.
It's the next banger.
Fuck you, you troll.
Oh, I'm also making a men's clothing line. So
really?
Yeah, it's going to be coming out soon. So. Like, I've been working on it for a long time. All my guys are like, when are we gonna have clothes? I'm like, soon. Yeah,
I get that a lot from girls, and I'm like, I don't know.
I guess we have to do a Bradley summer collab for the girls.
That'd be lit. Damn, that would be lit. Maybe we'll do that. We have to talk about that. Okay.
Pretty fun.
Subscribe. Turn the post notifications on. Thank you guys for listening. Every fucking Thursday at 10 a.m., come back. If you guys like the podcast, give it a thumbs up on YouTube. It's on YouTube. We're live there. Also, we're trying to get on Spotify. Everyone's saying it. I know it. I'm working on that. And if you're on iTunes, please drop a review. Drop the 5-star. And yeah, we appreciate that. That helps us out.